Hello. In today's episode, we will be covering the topic of hypergamy. The definition of hypergamy is the action of marrying or forming a sexual relationship with a person of a superior sociological or educational background. Hypergamy comes from the Greek prefix hyper, above, and gamos, marriage. Consider the words monogamy or polygamy for comparison. The term emerged in the 1880s from English anthropologists who were describing marriage practices in the caste society of the Indian subcontinent. Hypergamous women tend to get a bad rap and are often seen as exploitative and unambitious. They are labeled gold diggers and perceived as materialistic and shallow. But the truth is that women across all social strata seek out hypergamy to some degree. I don't hate women. I am not a misogynist. I just have come to understand females' nature. They can never be satisfied and will always be looking for the next bigger and better thing. I am now going to show the greatest example of a hypergamous woman.
Husband store? What is this? Hello, you may visit the store only once. There are 6 floors and the value of the husband increases as the shopper ascends the flights. The shopper may choose any man for a particular floor, or may choose to go up a floor, but cannot go back down except to exit building.
These men have jobs.
Going up.
These men have jobs and love kids.
Keep it going.
These men have jobs, love kids, and are good looking.
Wow. I gotta keep going.
These men have jobs, love kids, drop dead gorgeous, and help with housework.
Oh God, I can hardly stand it. Gotta go.
These men possess same qualities as fourth floor, plus good lovers.
To the top, baby.
There are no men on this floor. This floor exists solely as proof that women are hard to please. Thanks for stopping by.
As you can see, they are always craving more. For this reason and many other reasons. I will never get married again. It's a ticking time bomb that could explode and destroy your life at any time. Why would I risk my house? Half of my stuff. My pensions, alimony, child support, divorce fees, and lawyer fees? It's not worth it. In the past, long ago, the laws and culture kept females' hypergamy in check. Since the late 60s, the womanist movement has slowly eroded this. Now what we are witnessing is women's all-out hypergamy unleashed. If you look online at famous actors such as Henry Cavill, you will notice that most of the women are lusting over him and think they deserve a top-tier man like him. The reality is Henry Cavill could get almost any woman he wants. The problem is, even if Henry Cavill were to get married, even he is vulnerable. Just look at Brad Pitt and other celebrities, no man is safe anymore. Hypergamy is just one aspect of things. It is just another piece of the puzzle. When you see all of the puzzle pieces in front of you and put them together, you will see the big picture. It's like being able to see the code in the Matrix. Don't get trapped in the Matrix by agents trying to keep you from escaping.
He is the one.
Hey Uncle Arthur, would you like to add any comments on hypergamy?
Yes, I do. Lads, I have seen hypergamy play out many times. I once was driving my 1969 Pontiac GTO. The judge. At a red light, a 1968 Pontiac GTO pulled up next to me. It was just the base model. The woman in the other GTO jumped out and asked if she could go for a ride. She had abandoned her boyfriend. My car was the newest model. It had all the bells and whistles, it was the top of the line model. It even had hideaway headlights. I must say, she had nice headlights herself.
Wow. I should say I'm surprised, even back then women were hypergamous. Be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. It will help this channel to grow and get the message out. If you have any feedback, I would like to hear from you. I am currently establishing myself on other platforms. Eventually, when they come after me, I will have fallback options. If you would like to send me your story, a news article, ask for advice, etc., you can contact me in the email address listed in the description. I will feature it on my other channel, The Wolf's Den channel. Thank you for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
We're better off as strangers. Believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger. Your heart is bound to break. I walk alone in the night, meet the pale moon. Loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my vibe. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. 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 I'm a corners of your mind.